Geek Radio Daily for Monday?
It is Monday, sir, March 23rd.
2009? Feels like coal mine?
Oh, that's good. I like that. Working in a coal mine. Coal mine. Oh!
My body left me.
Somebody stop me.
Ooh, with the... Yeah. Good morning. Hope you had yourself a great back to the grind. And the only way you can possibly do that is being properly prepared like my co-host across from me. It is the Vicar.
Watch out. He's probably with tranquilizer by now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Listen, it's like 7 a.m. Eastern time. Are you kidding me? Jeez. Gone through three or four by this time.
That's nasty. So get out of my way. Let me have my caffeine. I am Billy Flynn.
You know, you really will like me when you get to know me.
I promise.
F you up like Percocet.
Oh, don't I wish. This date in 1794, USA's first patent was granted to Joseph G. Pearson for a riveting machine.
Everybody needs one of those, man.
No one had me one. No one could take their eyes off of it.
No. Oh, I get what you did there. This day in 1775, Patrick Henry delivered his Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech at St. John's Church on Churchill in Richmond, Virginia, across from which is a great restaurant, Acapella. I recommend it if you're ever up on Churchill.
There you go. This date in 1840, the first successful photo of the moon was taken, but it was making a silly face.
Oh, my Stars and Garters. This day, well, I've got birthdays after that.
Okay. The Wright brothers obtained airplane patent this date in 1912. The Dixie Cup was invented, which was technically the world's first cell phone.
Without which we would not have had two girls, one cup?
Exactly.
Okay.
1929, first telephone was installed in the White House. 1994, NASA released pictures of the first discovered moons and asteroid. And in 2001, the Mir space station was disposed of, breaking up in the atmosphere, and maybe you have a piece of it.
Yeah. Born on this day in 1910, Japanese film director Akira Kurosawa.
Ah, thank you.
Didn't die until 1998.
No, he did not.
Also, 1949, Rick Hasek, American musician, one of the two lead singers of the Cars.
Him and Benjamin Orr.
1976, Kerry Russell voiced the Wonder Woman animated film that I have still not watched.
You
it's still on my hard
that.
Drive.
That's good stuff to see there. Waitress is out as well. Let's see. Luciana Caro is 28. She's Kat on Battlestar Galactica, or should I say she was.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Richard Grieco is 44.
Oh, wow. 23?
Booker.
Eh?
Let's see. Shaka Khan. 56 years old today. And a personal note just for me, jazz vibraphonist extraordinaire Dave Pike is 71 years old today. Learned a lot watching that man do his work. So there you go. That's
word
some birthdays
that.
For you.
Aight.
Maybe we'll see some jazz vibraphone on television tonight.
It could happen because it's time for TV, ABC tonight. You're going to dance with those stars. It's at live. And the new show, I haven't checked it out, but there it is. Castle is on. New episode tonight.
Entitled Hedge Fund Homeboys. How could you miss that one?
Yo, homie.
Tonight on CBS, it's reruns of Big Bang Theory and all new How I Met Your Mother, Two and a Half Men, Rules of Engagement.
Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, I have no idea, man.
NBC, are these repeats tonight? Chuck, Heroes, Medium, I didn't write down.
Chuck is a rerun.
Okay.
Heroes, I don't have. It says Protecting the New Hero,
they
so I'm going to say new.
They probably are all reruns, but
okay.
I don't know.
I've lost interest.
Well, on Fox tonight, you get a brand new 24. And I'm thinking Jack Bauer is going to be sort of intense, and he's going to be angry at someone this week.
Probably. That's a good
but only for an hour, so that helps.
Tonight on the CW, Gossip Girl explores her dark side.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
On One Tree Hill, Brooke intervenes when Sam is arrested.
Intervention.
Gossip Girl sounds better.
If you want to watch Unforgiven, there you go. It's on tonight twice, so your whole darn night.
Country Music Television, the 40 sexiest videos hosted by Roseanne Barr.
Oh, wow. That's a little juxtaposition.
Well, it's a palate cleanser.
Oh, I suppose so.
After each one, you get to come back and, you know.
Yeah. E, tonight, you got your Happy Gilmore action.
Channel to seconds. It's a little marathon. They even have a winner for wiping out on a four-story wave.
Oh, wow.
Don't see that every day.
You don't. The History Channel, check out Modern Marvels tonight for snack food tech. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teen. Amy's baby is born. Yay.
Amy's baby. I ain't your baby daddy.
We have to get Maury.
Well,
get Maury.
I might be.
History Channel, Battles BC, Joshua, the Epic Slaughter.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's a big old test there.
Get the kids.
Spike TV tonight got your Training Day. That's a stuff movie right there,
it
kids.
It's a good one. Sci-Fi Channel's got a Next Generation marathon, including the episode D-Data,
which is so
good.
On TNT tonight, you got a brand new episode of Damn, That's a Good Show, Saving Grace.
Oh, I thought that was called Damn, That's a New Show. FMC Show and Jumpin' Jack Flash, that forgotten Whoopi Goldberg
movie.
Okay,
I like
that
movie.
Funny.
Yes. Liked Burglar, even with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Absolutely.
She made good movies.
It doesn't matter what you steal, it's who you steal from.
Word.
Classic Movies has the 1933 Oven, USA Network with WWE Monday Night Raw.
Arr, brother. Oh, calm down, man.
FX is showing Just My hose. Luck. That's the Lindsay Lohan movie, one of the many where she winks at you in the movie poster.
Oh my goodness,
but if
I'm
watching
Lindsay.
Anything, sir, it's going to be on the Lifetime channel. That's for women. Because the new police of an Alaskan town investigates the murder of a man whose daughter is the chief's love interest.
Oh.
Tonight, Leanne Rimes and Roseanne Arquette star in Nora Roberts's Northern Lights.
Aww.
Oh, it's so sweet. Only thing you can follow that up with
is...
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Mail.
Yeah.
Silent, right?
It's called Dramatic Pause.
We're having drag this morning, aren't we? I'm afraid that's not going to sound good.
I have ordered new computers. There is new equipment
okay,
coming.
Okay, very good.
All right,
let's dip into the GRD mailbag. Please. See what... It used to be a cheeto, maybe. Oh, there's
God.
A letter in here, though. Guys, no, wait, let's start with this one. So, don't have much to say except to ask for good thoughts on Monday and Friday as I try to teach crotchety librarians that video games are not a fad and that they need to have things people want in their libraries. It might be a losing battle, but I'm going to try. My soapbox is shined up. I'm a little sad. I won't get to listen to this week's shows until Wednesday, but more likely on Saturday.
No!
So, sirs, I hope your week will rock, and I'll see you next week. Love and water. Blizzard-covered rocket in the weather sucks. Drace.
Aw, from our mascot. Well, Drace, you stay strong. She is teaching a program at the library trying to video games can be used in a library to educate kids.
Eh?
It's crazy.
What?
Mr. Flynn just watched the video of you dancing and was quite impressed that you managed to do all that while wearing high-heeled women's dress shoes.
Bravo.
Hats off to you, sir. So when the video surfaces a belt buckle line dancing with the ladies at the retirement home.
Done it.
Make mine GRD, and that's from Anna.
I was playing some 4th edition last night with Jet, our friend from the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
Pausing.
And she mentioned that she had seen said video, and reiterated that I have not and will not watch said video.
Really?
Because
you afraid you'll get the palpitations like everyone else?
I don't need to see that, sir.
Ooh.
Dear guys, heard you guys have Manhunt, or had one by the time this gets read in your state. Hope they catch them. So until you guys take care of criminals, make us search for them, make mine GRD. That's Jonathan from Birmingham, Alabama.
To ask you.
I'm not familiar with this, Jonathan. We're also, we have our heads stuck ostrich-like in
There's
the sand.
There's a Manhunt
here.
Out for us?
Is there? For you and I wasn't aware. Of that.
God, I hope not.
No one is looking for me. Believe me, I remember dating. So.
Hey, if you have what Jonathan was talking about, maybe you could drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn or the Bruce or Flintress all at geekradiodaily.com.
Oh, please do.
And give us a helpful
we
note.
We would
to,
love and get on for some social geek working on the geekradiodaily.com/forums.
Monday means you got to take a look at the box office. Of course, running down your geekified news coming up here this Monday, March 23rd edition of Geek Daily.
They wanted and more they got, but they went to in a heat where my oats got hot.
This, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at SethHarwood.com, brings you the story of Junius Pons as a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of. He's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings Young Junius to Seth Harwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
Come listen to WapCaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March 23rd, 2009. All the geek and... Yeah, look, I've ordered a computer as well. Yeah, I'm seeing this thing. It's doing little
hiccupy burps.
Because
I'm tired of mine.
There you go.
There it is.
I'm not tired of mine. I wanted mine to work.
Young, by the way, down to the last episode. So that's good stuff right there, baby. Get hold of that. I'm starting, if you're one of those completists, like to have the whole thing before you start listening.
Go
it's almost
pick it up.
Go
it's almost
it.
There.
For you. Right, Coraline, by the way, in the number 10 slot. Make 21%. Still in the top 10.
Hey,
that's pretty
good
darn good, really. I think it's done okay. Tyler Perry's Madea Goes to Jail. Not seen it. I had no interest in seeing it, but now I feel like I got to, right? It's been all the buzz,
like,
you know?
The law now.
In the number, and jumping up to 4th week of release, The Last House on the Left.
A million.
And look at
this. It's going to make the budget back. Buy tickets whether I go again, because I got to help a brother out. This week's number 4 was last week's number 1, Race to Win Stone next
number
week.
Number 1.
$24.8 million, because I guess people don't realize crap when it's up on screen.
Oh, damn. You went there, yo.
And has Nicolas Cage standing there, which is usually a pretty good,
good sign. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Oh my God.
Hit me, Billy, hit me. What you got?
Well, it turns out that the story absolutely was directing Superman, the Man of Steel.
All right.
And it's coming up, but it looks like that, no. Why don't we stop that music? Because it's just not working.
Yeah, just stop it. It's
just
not going to help
us. Damn music.
Damn
it's
not
working.
When are you getting your computers?
It's going to be like another week or so. So the Bryan Singer thing, if you've read it, it's not real. Just move on.
Yeah, that blows. Weekly reported that Green Lantern scheduled to start filming in mid-September, targeted December 10th, 2010 release. Script will focus on that. That's cool. Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
In the Star Trek movie.
Still don't know how to do that.
It's
either.
A rumor. You know what I mean? Casey Affleck, Ryan Gosling also in the rumor mill.
Good idea.
Yeah, what a good idea.
So that wonderful goofy show Bones. Later, David Boreanaz. Later this year is going to suffer a life-threatening health crisis that will cause him to hallucinate, which means he'll be a character.
From DarkHorizons.com, the Comic Festival is Disney and Pixar's Up as both the first animated feature and the first 3D feature to ever open the six-decade-strong Cannes Film Festival.
They didn't do House of Wax?
Apparently they didn't.
They didn't do Bloody Valentine?
From May 13th, 2 weeks ahead of its 3D there. Probably that weekend I'm going to take the girls.
You're going to take the girls up to the Cannes Film Festival?
No. For the
coming to announce Wednesday comics and give you the chance to have yourself a little serialized Sunday. Some nectars. Rumored for some time, a 14 by 20 format filled with 16 different one-page strips created by Paul Pope, Dave Gibbons, Neil Gaiman, and some obscure, crazy people out there. Maybe give some love to Adam Strange and the Metal Man.
Some Mary Worth. Tribune Media has filed a lawsuit against Warren Beatty to recover motion picture and TV rights to the iconic Dick Tracy character. According to court records, Tribune claims Beatty wrongly claims to have exclusive motion picture and television rights to the character.
That is what we call a dick move.
Beatty bought the motion picture television rights in 1985, went on to direct the movie in 90. However, Tribune says Beatty has made no productive use of the rights for over a decade, causing him to revert back to Tribune. So fight over Dick Tracy.
Wow, I didn't know that many people really loved
the movie was that successful.
You know, that's Warren Beatty just learned. People really love Dick.
Apparently so.
Geek Radio Daily, please drop by, subscribe at iTunes, and don't write about how everything sucks because I've bought new computers. They're on their way.
Yeah, please, okay? Please be gentle.
Thank you. Please.
We're having troubles.
Come on by for the site at socialworkinggeekradiodaily.com. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons non-attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0. Please drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flynn Strassall at geekradiodaily.com.
Do it now.
Oh, Brad here. Would you mind listening to this song I've written for Susie Swanson and what you think?
Okay.
Susie, you're a baby. That's all I have so far.
That was horrible.
Well, I've still got to do a little work on it.
What's it called?
Susie.
Wow, a song named after a girl. There aren't a million of those already.
Name 20.
Rosanna, Roxanne, Michelle, Allison, Sarah, Angie, Brandy, Mandy, Gloria, Cecilia, Maggie Mae, Jessica, Nancy, Barbara Ann, Billie Jean, Layla, Helena, Jenny from the Block.
Name 6 more.
Sherry, Laura, Peggy Sue, Minnie the Moocher.
Name 5 more.
Trace, Mary, Amy.
Go f*** yourself.